Off the meter, off the meter.
With Jimmy Failla.
I wish he could have been with me when I sat with a group of teenagers who were black.
So it's a weird predicament I'm in over here. Some of you might know this by now. I have a book coming out this Tuesday, the 18th day of March, 2014. And I'm trying to come up with a creative way to promote it. If you've got any ideas today, I'd appreciate you chiming in. We're trying to do something guerrilla that might get us a little bit of buzz, maybe a little bit of attention, maybe get us picked up on a couple of news outlets, or perhaps 8.5 million news outlets. Whatever idea you have in mind, please contribute it to the show today. Coming to you live from New York City, the Off the Meter radio program hosted by Jimmy Failla, a man whose community college mind is officially blown. My mind is blown.
Yeah.
There's a lot to get into on today's show. The show, of course, sponsored by the good folks at Audible.com. You get a free audio book as well as a free 30-day membership to Audible by visiting audibletrial.com/offthemeter. Mm-hmm. Just sign up. Something happens. They even send us money. How about that? If you love us, you can make us money. You can call us at 855-236-2280. But what you must do first is listen to a round of applause for us. Yeah. Because I got to tell you something, man.
Yeah.
In a million years, did you think this was going to go on?
No.
I mean, we liked the video. And before we go anywhere with the video, before we go anywhere with the show, because I've been getting some buzz, selling some books. I've literally been on 8.5 million outlets. The video's got 4 million hits.
TV time.
I've been on TMZ, CNN, Today Show, Kelly and Michael, Inside Edition, Gawker, anything you could think of. The New York Post, the greatest newspaper there is, gave me a full page yesterday.
Well, no, and not just any page. It was page three, which other than the front page is actually the most prominent page.
The first thing you see when you open the paper.
If you open the Post, on the cover you see Obama, and then you open it up, and it was you.
It was me.
Full page.
Sitting right there, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy Failla, right there.
Wow. Well, we're moving on.
And as we celebrate today, because you can't see in our studio, but we're actually doing the dance from the end of The Jerk. We're on the porch right now, dancing. I'm like a black woman who just got selected on The Price is Right. You know, they get like really excited and you know. We begin first with a shout out, because as much exposure as I have gotten, there is a crew of supremely talented people that made this a go. And I think that needs to be acknowledged first and foremost is... There's a couple of monsters behind this production that made it the success that it was, that had the vision, that had the wherewithal, mentally, creatively, to pull this off. And I know they're on pins and needles right now because they don't want me to mention them by name because of legal repercussions. But the point is, I'm nothing without these people, and it should be acknowledged because they don't give you a lot of time on these shows to discuss this.
Right.
But there are some monsters behind this production.
Right.
And I begin with a double applause to them. And again, if I speak right now, I'm implicating all of you in a legal proceeding that will require you to appear in court.
Right, right.
But our camera crew, our director, couldn't have did a better job. Just couldn't do a better job. I mean, we took a $2,000 video and made it not a national story, a international story. I was just on Australian TV.
Yeah.
I got a phone call from Rome yesterday. Guys on vacation in Rome. Yo, bro, you're on TV. French TV, on TV in Spain, on TV in China. They don't even allow TV in China. But they made an exception for snakes in a cab.
Because when something becomes viral on the internet, it is global.
It's global.
And
let's be very clear. We're not bragging. We're shocked.
Yeah.
I liked the video. I thought it might do pretty well. But you're an idiot. Just an idiot if you thought this was going to happen.
Right.
I mean, my mind's sufficiently blown. So the shout outs need to be given. TMZ gets a big shout out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
TMZ Live.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that there's two better guys in television than those two?
No, that was great.
I watched it. Yeah, it was really
cool. Say if you rank the best men in television, the two guys on TMZ Live, probably third is Greta Van Susteren. And then.
Harry, that's it. We're suing. What? We're going to sue.
I'm just kidding. But no, there's no two better guys.
Yeah.
There's not a whole crew of people. And Katie Hayes at TMZ Live is who made this happen.
Mm-hmm.
She gets a double off the meter round of applause.
Mm-hmm.
CNN,
CNN.
Jeannie Moos had me on.
Yeah.
Good flattering piece on the book. Some of these applause are for you. WPIX sits down with Big Game James this morning and sends a pretty swanky car service.
They sent a limo for
they
you.
They sent a limo to the house with the nicest driver in the world.
Yeah.
You know, I'm never home, so none of my neighbors really know what I do.
Right.
Because when we moved into this neighborhood, I was a cab driver, mm-hmm. and there's never been any explanation of what's going on.
Right.
So they're just confused.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm always in a limo. There's a lot of black guys in and out of the house when I'm away. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what's going on. They're like, I don't know. What does that have to do with a woman baking cakes out of the house? That looks interesting. A lot of black guys and camera crews in and out of the house when I'm on the road. Yeah, the real devil baby isn't here yet.
Right.
It's coming. But I shout, Ali Daly, Tyler Gilden, mm-hmm. one of the guys who gave this legs. And, of course, Nick Leffley, the best of the best at Maxim yep. Magazine. You get one of these as well. Inside Edition, peoplemagazine.com. No bigger round of applause than the New York Post, the Post has been a good a friend of this program as any news outlet in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say? It's just about right. It's the same level of intellect. The New York Post is old Times Square.
It is.
Snakes in a cab is old Times Square. It's the something for everybody version of New York where you really do like it because you feel like you might die at any moment. I fell in love with this town, as did you, Dean Imperial.
Yes.
Because there was something very primal about coming here when it was New York City.
Right.
Before there were bike lanes and American Apparel and pedestrian malls and before the sex trade went online and you know what I mean? And
yeah.
You couldn't use a whippet in broad daylight. In 1992, when I came to Times Square, you could have rented a cop's gun for like $20.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I borrow your gun? $20.
Mm-hmm.
And just walk away. No questions asked. Bring it back. It was a different city, but it was a better city.
Much better.
Because this is what I say to you, the person listening to the show who thinks we're out of our minds. The city hasn't gotten any safer. We've interviewed 1,000 cops on the show. They're always like, yeah, all they did is cook the stats
right.
and move the hookers away from the tourists so everybody thinks it's cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What I'm trying to say to you is if it's not going to be any safer, we might as well have it out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Snakes
yeah.
in a cab is old Times Square depravity out in the open. That's why it worked. That's why we thought it would work, Dean Imperial.
That's right.
The gentleman who directed the sketch. Oh, no!
That's all right.
You're on the record! You're on the record!
I'm calling the cops.
Dean Imperial has been outed. But no, I mean, seriously, I think you would agree with me. My
Absolutely.
Mind is blown. My
yeah,
mind
yeah,
is blown.
Yeah, yeah.
Blown.
I can't. I never thought in a million years. We finished that, and we looked at it, and we were like, this is pretty good.
It's pretty good,
and we
man.
Were excited about it.
Yeah.
Who knew in a million years
that
I told you the story, but I turned on, I woke up. We were getting some hits. People yeah. were watching it, right? I turned on the news
uh-huh.
at, I guess it was like, it was Tuesday morning.
It was yesterday
morning.
You texted me at like 4:50 in the morning.
At 4:50. I turned on the news at 1010 Wins. The first thing I heard was Snakes in a Cab. That was the lead story on 1010 Wins.
Good morning, Dean.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is insane.
It is insane.
My mind, there was one point yesterday where I logged into my Gmail account.
Mm-hmm.
Auto-selected 750 messages and hit delete without reading.
Good for you.
Because it was that
That's
overwhelming.
How insane
yeah.
this video is. And again, it's not us saying like,
no.
We're shocked. Listen, we like the video. We believed in the video. We thought it was a good idea. We thought it was worth investing with little resources guys like us get our hands on.
Yeah.
A couple of ham and eggers here. A 37-year-old man who shops at Old Navy.
Yeah.
This is clearly not the 1%. Although I believe I'm in the 1% at Old Navy. The Old Navy on 6th
right,
Avenue.
Right,
I
yeah.
believe I'm Old Navy 1% now. It's gone to my head.
I could believe that.
I'm a little different now. When I'm buying a leather jacket for $1.99, I get a little snooty.
The scope of this
oh my God.
It was far beyond our imagination.
Our minds are blown. And we are profoundly thankful to everybody who had a hand in this.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Especially the cab passengers who didn't sue us.
I know.
How about we give them a round
How
of applause?
That?
And while we're talking about us getting releases and people not suing us and all of you animal rights maniacs.
Maniacs.
And I have specific reason to tell you why in a second, and I shall. As the show progresses today, I have gotten so many death threats
mm-hmm.
that I couldn't individually respond to them.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I want to respond to your death threats because they make me feel better about my own spelling and grammar. I want to respond to each and every one because I feel like $1 million.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the thing about a death threat, too, is if it's spelled right, it's a lot scarier because you're like, well, this guy is capable of GPSing his way to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? When it's signed by a paw print, you're not really that nervous. You
are
know
they
what
on
I mean?
Twitter or are they on?
Most of the best death threats. Uh-huh. Two best comment threads in the country. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The best one, positive one, funniest one, greatest one there is World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah. That's the best one by far.
World Star Hip Hop is the funniest comment thread in America.
Do you have it up? I'm Barack Obama and I approve this message.
We're going to bring it up.
Yeah.
The most malicious one is YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube, you could go on YouTube, give a balloon and a brownie to a kid with Down syndrome who weeps with joy. The first comment will say, scumbag.
Yeah.
Helium's dangerous or something like, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know, there was helium in the Hindenburg, you inconsiderate piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Now this kid's not going to want to work anymore because he thinks he's got free brownies everywhere he goes. Friggin' Obama! And then someone posts a link to getting a... you know, earn money from home, $10,000 a day,
wire
money to the Philippines. YouTube is the bottom.
Yeah.
It's the bottom. If you're commenting on YouTube, pro or con, right now, take a deep look inward.
Right.
Because it's the bottom of society, that comment thread. But because I don't have enough time to address all of you, because I've gotten personal emails of the best ones.
Oh, really?
Because people are emailing me off my website, jimmyfallon.com.
Oh, because they can get your website, they get your email. Yeah.
I have gotten, by my estimation, I have gotten 5,000 death threats. 5,000.
Wow.
Literally 5,000.
Are any of them are describing how they are going
to
kill you?
To be fair, most of them are from my wife.
I knew you were going to say that.
But the point is, no, I've gotten a lot of death threats.
But not anything specific. I'm going to shoot you.
I'm going to rip your tonsils out through your nose.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, wow.
Here's an idea for a prank. I shoot you in the fat face.
That's pretty funny.
God.
I'm like, all right, Mom. Hey-o! It's the Hey-o show.
Yeah.
Speaking of shows, WPLJ 95.5.
Yeah.
Who's cooler than them?
No one.
The Todd Show?
Yeah.
Who's cool? Honestly, let's devote the show to figuring out who's cooler than them and plan on failing.
Right.
Because they couldn't have been cool. Because you want to know who's cool? Anybody, whether you like this video or not, we don't care. You don't have to like the video. Enough people like the video.
Uh-huh.
Enough people don't like the video.
Yeah.
Okay? But anybody who's just fine with the video.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's not your place in society to determine right and wrong, especially absent a context. Like, the people that are able to watch that video and tell us we mistreated an animal.
Who asked you?
Or we endangered people. First of all, Katie Dolan makes the first valid point, which is, who asked you? But the second valid point is, yeah, how are you even, if assuming someone did ask you, how would you be qualified to weigh in on what happened without seeing it? How could you watch this video without being there and decide we endangered a snake, endangered a person?
Right. Yeah.
You idiots. I also love the other people like, yo, bro, I saw a hand at a minute and 38. It's fake. No, it's us not trying to kill people.
Yeah. I saw that.
We're trying to sell books.
Being responsible.
Not do jail time.
Right.
There is a licensed snake handler whose name I cannot mention.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Sitting in front of the passenger seat of the vehicle. Hidden by a duffel bag and a jacket, holding on to the snake. The snake is big enough.
Managing the snake
at
for
all
safety
times,
purposes.
For the safety of myself.
Right.
I might not be going anywhere in showbiz, but I plan on coaching T-ball this year.
Yep.
Right?
We need you.
Flirting with the moms. Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
Internet sensation in the suburbs. I might be able to put up some numbers.
Oh, absolutely.
I might be able to top my dad. Because you know Smoking Joe Fallow wandered off the reservation a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any proof of that, but knowing the kind of the bloodlines I come from.
Yeah.
I had a grandfather, 76, took two dates to a wedding.
Yeah, right.
Like, slow dance with them both, made out with them. I mean, that's what I come from.
Yeah.
Jenny, your honor.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know how hard it is to be this?
Yeah.
Anyway, point being, we're not trying to ruin our lives here. And the idea that everybody, we're in such a reactionary society now where everybody decides they should even give an opinion. Okay, we're going to address YouTube comments on the show today. We're just going to scroll through for fun and read some and react to them when we come back from break.
Yeah. Okay.
But we're going to do it for fun and we're going to entertain ourselves. We're not doing it because we think anyone deserves to hear your opinion.
Right.
I don't think anybody deserves to hear mine. I'm flattered anybody would listen to me, and I give it because people listen to me. There's some type of a small audience. But the idea that all of these people could just watch the video and go, oh, you mistreated the animal. How about I mistreat you? You know, PETA idiots who jumped on. Because here's the best one in the world is Gothamist and PETA going to town like I'm running a puppy mill and killing puppies. First of all, if you're going to talk about killing animals, and I don't want to start this fight right now, but there ain't nobody out killing PETA.
No.
PETA is killing every motherfucking thing.
Yeah.
They killing. Do you know how many links wound up in my thread about the people? People were posting links about stuff PETA kills.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
Oh, you have no idea. They could make a Schindler's List 2 about PETA.
Mm-hmm.
You're saving, like, dogs or something.
Really?
And I am not equating animals to Jewish people or the Holocaust, so don't try that angle.
Right.
Because everybody's looking for an angle. Rogue cabbie.
But what are they doing?
No, they kill a lot of animals.
How?
They do. I mean, they're for the humane killing of animals. That's not to say that, but they kill a lot of animals. But the point is, for them to decide they could watch the video, see us showing one thing over and over again, which are the fastest reactions to a snake being shown to people, but then know what the circumstances were for the animal,
mm-hmm.
what kind of peril the people were in. Oh, somebody could have a heart attack and die. Yeah,
but
that's why we kept the snake away from people and shot it from strategic angle. It is a prank.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We surprised these people responsibly. What if they dive out of the car? We locked the doors, you idiot.
Right.
If someone dove out of the car, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
If someone dove out of the car, we would we'd show it. We'd have a bigger hit than we do now. We'd also be in prison. Right. But the point is, we didn't want that to happen.
The human body is constituted to take a shock.
Yes.
I mean, we're not built. If that, people would be dropping dead everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that were the case.
But that being the case, we also responsible. We kept the snake away from people.
Right.
We
exactly.
locked the door so they couldn't roll out. And what you don't see in the video, you idiots, and we don't owe you this explanation. And we're doing good, but you know. So I hate to put us in a defensive position, but there are things I want to address because there's things that kind of annoyed me about this.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
The reactionary aspect of our media and of our society. Because
mm-hmm.
Gothamist, who ran it early, and I was thankful for that, didn't really treat it like, oh, this is good content. What a, you know, this guy giving it a shot.
Yeah.
And I would love. I really feel like, honestly, every bit of coverage and positive press we've gotten is just a blessing from God, if there is one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, if there is, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But I'm so thankful for it, profoundly thankful. I don't even know where to start for it. But that being said, the only thing I really wanted us to be applauded for was our ambition.
Mm-hmm.
We took a project nobody heard of, a very minimal budget, and infused it with as much creativity as we could get our hands on,
mm-hmm.
and pulled something off that is as big as anything in the world right now.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm very proud of us for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think it's amazing. I'm blown away. But that's what we wanted to be applauded for. So I was surprised to do it like sites that were trying to pound us like we were like bastards.
Yeah. Right.
This guy, how about I terrorize you? How about we didn't have to do that?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the thing about the snake is the funniest one in the world. Like, as a guy who has a golden retriever, two cats, and feeds two strays, I'm going broke from feeding stray cats. Like, this guy hates animals.
Yeah.
Right.
How about I come over, lock you in a cab? Yeah, anybody who tells you he's coming over isn't coming over. Let's get that out of the way.
Right.
I've been going through that with my dad for years. How about I come over there?
And right.
Please? No, I'm kidding. It ain't like that. But the point is, there's a snake handler. What you also don't see, you jackasses, this is my favorite one. But yeah, what if an old person had a heart attack? Yeah, tell me how many old people were in the video.
Yeah.
Did it ever dawn on any of you reactionary morons that this was not a rogue snake trying to eat people?
We were
surprising people with a snake responsibly. If old people got in, we didn't punk them.
Right.
People got in with a kid, we didn't punk them. If people got in the middle of an animated discussion, we didn't punk them.
That we were somewhat discerning.
Yeah.
You know, the people sentient wouldn't imagine beings. It.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We're not fringe lunatic maniacs. I know that's right. Part of what fuels this.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be really good to sell the book by. Let's kill an old woman
by shocking her
in the back. Yeah.
Yeah, because all the corporations that distribute the book would stand behind that. Yeah, let's kill an old lady. We would never. You morons. And I mean it. You're morons. And it's not, you know, listen, I'm so thrilled with how this went. I don't even know where to start. I have no idea where to start. Other than to shout out all the fun-loving people
mm-hmm.
who just watched the video,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
good or bad, and were like, yeah, it's fine, whatever, who didn't feel the need to either tell me to die or tell me why I was wrong.
Yeah, thank you.
Because the big problem we have in this society is everybody is willing to pass judgment passionately, absent the facts.
Yes.
They don't need facts. They don't need context. They don't need anything. They just need judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When we come back, we're going to judge you on the Off the Meter show. We're going to go into some comment threads on some real fun sites. World Star Hip Hop. World Star Hip Hop is so thug. There's a metal detector to log on. World Star is amazing. It's like the greatest site in the world. We're going to get into
it. It's going to be great.
We'll see what the TMZers had to say. Yeah. And we'll get into that dark neighborhood, that dark part of town called YouTube.
Right.
Where I have been threatened from angles that I didn't know I had angles. Like just things like forget it. But we're having fun with it. It's a great day.
Yeah.
We shook up the world.
Yep.
And I'm amazed. I'm amazed. I would love to be like, yeah, I told you so, bro. I didn't know this. This is amazing. This is insane. And we're so thankful. And to prove it, we're going to allow you to buy my book on Amazon.com. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, IndieBound.org. You can get it right now. You could order it right now and be reading it. You could order it right now and be listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we made an audiobook with Grammy Award winner Lance Neal.
Yeah.
A second Grammy Award winner is on it. And there's 62 casted actors and characters. It's a movie. We made a movie. With real sound effects and acting and quality. Basically, we found as many creative ways to apologize for the quality of the writing as we could. And we deserve to be applauded for that ambition as well.
Right.
So when we come back, we will continue patting our own backs. Mm-hmm. No, we'll continue soaking this up. Because this is a great day for the show.
It is.
And if you listen to the show regularly, I know you're proud. I know you're excited for us. Because I know this thing works, you know, because part of the connection is that I am so one of you. I am no more qualified than any of you. I'm just too dumb to realize how stacked the odds are against a man of my caliber. And I'm willing to continue forging on. And from time to time, stuff like this happens that's good. I am a testament to the fact that anyone listening to the show should believe in themselves.
There you go.
No matter what you are doing in your life right now, if you just got fired from being the fry guy at McDonald's, you should believe in yourself.
Preach.
If
That's
you
a
were
great
just,
angle.
You know those they used to have those beat-off booths in Times Square?
I do.
You go into a beat. Yeah, do you ever? Do you ever? Oh, my God.
As a matter of fact, Jim, I do.
Do you remember paying to
reference.
Masturbate in a store?
In a store. You could hear the ka-ching of the cash register.
Old Times Square, you could go into a booth.
Can I get a receipt?
Put in a quarter and it would show you a porno. Katie Dolan, you were beating off in a store.
Store.
That's amazing.
But the point is, there was a guy in charge of cleaning up that booth when uh-huh. people were done.
That's
yes.
a gig.
If you're the guy who just got fired from cleaning up that booth, you should believe in yourself. Because I am no more qualified than any of you. I'm just willing to give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in yourself. When we come back on the show, you're really going to believe in yourself because we're going to read YouTube comments. And you're going to be like, dude, I could have been Secretary of the Interior compared to the grammar on YouTube. So when we come back, it's our turn. We'll pass a little judgment. Including the judgment of one Chelsea Handler.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
who says,
yeah.
I should be in jail.
Oh.
And to be fair... She shouldn't be mad. We never would have punked her because we didn't punk old ladies.
No.
She's only like 3 years older than me, by the way. I mean, I'm going downhill fast, though. She's wearing it better than I am.
What, is she 40?
I think she is, yeah. Something like that. But she's kind of making moves.
Yeah,
so,
she is.
Shout out to her in a way. Yeah. In a way. By the way, if you're in the Tri-State area, get down to Levity Live tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. I'll be there with Lonnie Love, who happens to be pretty semi-frequent
need
contributor
a bodyguard this
to Chelsea lately. So that's going to go
she
on.
She is. How about that?
When we come back right here in the Big Bad, one and only, Off the Meter radio program.
It's a big, fat, big-titted hit!
Attention, fellas. If you are being pressured by your girlfriend to get a pet and you're not sure whether you can commit to your girlfriend for 15 years, the average pet lifespan, Goodbye Kitty has your answer. Goodbye Kitty is a first-of-its-kind supplier of terminally ill cats, so you won't have to be stuck with a pet long after the relationship ends. Every day, Keith Glenn and all the great fellas at Goodbye Kitty ship hundreds of cats with everything from feline AIDS, feline leukemia, lead poisoning, rickets, bone cancer, and emphysema to thousands of men just like yourself who need a cat but also need an exit strategy. Even if you're happy in your relationship and you're just not sure how the two of you will handle a cat, Goodbye Kitty can tailor a special live and learn program to suit your needs at no risk to you. Simply supply them with a timetable and they'll supply you with a cat that cannot possibly have any conceivable chance of winning the over on that bet. They also have short-term hamsters, puppies, and birds. So what are you waiting for?
get down to Goodbye Kitty and say hello.
White man who had tried to purchase my father's forgiveness.
From New York City, it's the Off the Meter Radio program. Jimmy Failla, Dean Imperial, Katie Dolan in the building. Reachable to you, the listener, at 855-236-2280. But let's be honest, we're not opening up the phone.
Nah.
We got so much to get to on
the
show today.
We got enough comments from enough people.
We got enough people threatening my life.
People through the phone.
Yeah. Gonna kill you, fatty. You know what I mean? I've got enough of that.
Who would throw a snake at somebody? If that happened to me.
Yeah, I love those. Those are the best ones.
I'd poop my pants.
Yeah. If that happened to me, I'd get picked last in gym again.
I get, you know what's funny?
If that happened to me, I'd be a virgin until I was 50. Shut up. If you're taking, honestly, if you're taking time to post a comment on YouTube, you're a dope.
Yeah.
Most of you are dopes. Even the people, like, I mean it, the guys, even the people that are saying nice things about me, and there's an awful lot of you. Wow, this phone, by the way.
Yeah.
Folks, my phone.
Is it on fire? Literally?
This is insane. And, I mean, you know, with my mind
sufficiently blown. Is this the same Jimmy?
I know, right? Well, that's what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
The old people going to start calling.
Yeah.
People from the 90s.
Yeah.
My man.
Yo, you remember I sold you that fake ID?
Little Jimmy Failla. He be on TV with snakes and shit.
Yo, Jimmy, you got that $20 I loaned you?
Yeah.
Greatest telemarketing job I ever worked. The guy was selling coins. And he thought he had made a sale, and the guy mailed him a sock.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But if you're the guy who received the sock, believe in yourself.
Yeah.
If anything positive in show business can happen for me, you all got a shot.
Mm-hmm.
All of you.
It's the moral of
have a shot. Get down to Levity Live tonight. See the champ in action. Pre-order my book, Follow That Car.
Mm-hmm.
A cabbie's guide to conquering fears, achieving dreams, and finding a public restroom.
Mm-hmm.
Book available wherever fine books are sold, as well as mediocre ones, like the one I put my name on. Support snakes in a cab. Why? Why support snakes in a cab?
Everyone else is.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh.
No, I say why. Yeah.
Oh.
You guys want to be part of the cool crowd? Support snakes in a cab. Yeah, my mind is so blown right now.
Send
but
it
there's
out.
Something that needs
Get
to be addressed.
Get some clicks, man. We need those clicks.
Two things need to be addressed.
What?
Okay, well, Chelsea Handler needs to relax. And I know she's doing a comedy show. And so she's got to bag on me and be like,
she's got to pick an angle.
Jerk. Yeah, he's got to be in jail. And I'm not actually mad at her. And I don't know that she's specifically mad at me.
No.
But as a comic, like, we have a lot of mutual friends.
Yes.
And I'm not saying I deserved better mm-hmm. on any level because she's giving me the exposure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a win for me if she... if she rips up my picture like she's Sinead O'Connor and I'm the Pope,
yes.
For a little nobody like me, it's a win.
No,
so I'm not
amazing.
Upset. I'm not upset with her.
No, right.
On any level, I don't want to say that.
Shouldn't be.
No way. It's like one of the hottest shows in television. I mean, give me a god dang. See when you will be here. 7:30 show. 7:30 show. It says 9:00 on the website.
Well, then.
Oh, my God. It says 9 o'clock on the website.
Oh, so you're supposed to be there right now.
I'm supposed to be in a comedy club at 9 o'clock. I'm not even kidding. I'm on the radio right now doing the show.
We're still on the radio. This is
insanity.
All right. We'll take care of this right now.
Yeah. Well, let's just check out one thing. Because the guy's on the phone with me right now. We got a disaster on our hands. How is this even possible, folks? If you're listening to the show, I went to get directions today to the show. On their website, it says 9 o'clock.
You've been talking about it all day.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. It'll be 11:00, 9 o'clock, bro. I'll leave the city at 7:30. I'll get there 9 o'clock, bro. That's been the plan all goddamn day. You're telling me today is March the 13th.
The 11th hour. It's
in this calendar, it says 7:30. And I'm not even kidding. I got a serious situation on my hands, kids. Folks, a lot of you threatened to be on YouTube. And I promised to get to your comments. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we will address them.
Okay.
Right here in the Big Bad, one and only Off the Meter radio program. Watch this. Oh, my God. Wow.
Off the Meter. Off the Meter.
With Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, it's so good. I just want to spray it all over my body right now.
Where were we? Comedy live from New York City, Jimmy Fallon, a man who has a viral video and a comedy career that's about to end. Courtesy of the good folks at Levity Live.
No.
I don't know that we're allowed to curse on this show, but you want to talk about a fucking disaster.
Yeah, man. That's
so
all right.
I'm sitting here on the air. I'm sitting here on Facebook and Twitter, all the webs, all the intrawebs. I'm on the intranet, as they say. I'm on the intranet. Promoting a show tonight at Levity Live at 9 o'clock. Why am I promoting a 9 o'clock show at Levity Live? Because on their website, it says I'm on a show that starts at 9 o'clock. Lo and behold, it's as nice of a club as you're going to go to in the tri-state area.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The show's at 7:30.
Ends at 9.
I'm an hour away.
I have decided to kill myself. I'm going to blow my brains out right on this program.
I just heard from the club that, it's a 7:30 show. I actually just sent the club a picture.
A selfie?
No. Shut up, Kate. I just sent the club a screenshot of their website that says door time 9 p.m.
It's on the website.
It's on their website. I'm showing it to you right now. There's Lonnie Love.
Let me see this.
You can investigate. You can investigate.
Oh, my God.
Does that not say 9 p.m.?
That says, hold on a second.
And I'm just saying it to cover my own ass.
Door time 9 p.m. That's what it says.
I'm not in the position.
It says door time 9 p.m.
To be alienating comedy clubs, man. This is a mess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it says. It actually says on the website, door time, 9 p.m.
We're confirming it.
It never stops being eventful. Yep. It's just been an eventful couple of days. What can I say? My apologies to Levity Live and anybody who came out to see me there tonight, because I'm not there. I will be there tomorrow night. I'm going to confirm the shows before I announce them to you, the listener, right now. And we emphasize you in the singular sense, obviously. No one listens to a dummy like me after this.
Mm.
But I will be at Levity Live Friday and Saturday, no Thursday. I promoted the shit out of the show on WPLJ this morning. Mm. Last night I promoted Gotham. Today I promoted Levity Live.
Right. Is there one show tomorrow night?
I'm going to have to verify this now. This is a goddamn... I don't know because I don't know. I don't trust the website.
Make sure because if not, maybe they're going to add a second show.
But I don't know.
Make a deal for the people who miss you tonight.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't know that I can... I have
to
call the
double business.
But I can't trust this. The site. But holy fuck. Are you serious?
So what now?
All from a
what
second
now?
Show.
Oh, what now?
Uh-huh.
We got to talk about PETA for a second before we
I'll
get into
tell
your
you what
yeah,
now.
Those fuck.
Katie,
there
don't
ain't no
rowdy.
You and me.
There ain't no. There is no you
there
and me.
There is no you and me.
PETA.
Yes.
Suggested that I use a rubber snake instead of a real snake. Can I ask by a show of hands, America, how many people would have watched that video with a rubber snake, PETA? That's why you're PETA. You have no sense of humor. You have no funny bone.
No.
That's why the world is wrong. You know who should be allowed to judge comedy? Audiences. If they think it's funny, they're entitled to it, leave them alone. If no one's being hurt, comedians could judge it, maybe.
Can I tell you?
But not PETA.
What a great day that snake had.
Oh, my God.
That snake, we were talking to the snake handler, and the snake handler said that the snake loves attention from people and loves to be looked at and loves to be pet and loves to be seen. And, like, that snake had a day that it will never forget.
Ever.
So cute.
Never.
So cute. Sunshine was, adorable.
All over it. There was sunshine all over the cab.
Sunshine. Yes. It was a sunshiny day in that snake's life.
There was a, whatchamacallit? There was a heater because she wanted a heater at 1,000,005 degrees.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
I mean, the things that went on to accommodate the snake, the snake had a great time. But the point is, PETA and anybody out there who feels qualified to judge a medium you know nothing about, no one is watching rubber snakes in a cab. Do you understand?
I agree with that.
Nobody is watching Sam Jackson in rubber snakes on a plane.
No.
I just had enough of these motherfucking rubber snakes on this motherfucking rubber plane.
Yeah.
No one is watching. No one is watching. You go into an executive. Our job is to make this entertaining and get hits. PETA.
Yeah.
And not get anybody killed. And certainly not upset an animal. And you might argue that we care more about animals than PETA does.
Sure.
As a guy with a golden retriever, two kitties. couple of strays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a friend of the pet. I'm a friend of the non-pet. I just like animals in general.
Me too.
So the idea that you could watch this and go, yeah, we'd like, he would use a rubber snake. Shut up.
Love dogs.
And Fromberg, whatever your name is at the TLZ, Alan Fromberg.
Yeah.
Who's going to take away my hack license.
Uh-huh.
Fromberg.
Oh, my God. And I'm not trying to be a rebel here, but shut up. You're a bully organization.
Yeah. But isn't that the stance that they have to take?
Nah, no, it's the right thing to say. But they gotta relax because the TLC, like, oh, he showed monumentally poor judgment. The worst judgment I showed was getting a taxi license in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
That was the high water mark for my bad judgment. Mm-hmm. You want to say getting married? Fine. 1A. 1A right there. No, shout out to Jenny Fish. Good egg. But the point is, he ain't monumentally poor. We're out there in a cab setting up a prank. Having fun.
Trying to
take a look at the shithole of a world and contribute some joy, some mirth, a distraction, something positive, something safe.
In this
something interesting.
Cesspool,
and can I say
we
something?
Called America.
Yeah. And can I say something about something interesting? We exploded the interesting meter. I don't mean to be arrogant here, but it's interesting. I would watch that.
Yeah.
The reason this prank exists is because we said, what would we watch, bro?
Mm-hmm.
What would we watch? We watch Devil Baby. We're like, wow, 50 million people watch Devil Baby. What would be similar to that in a sense, but primal? Because Devil Baby's not primal. It's just like, oh, my God, it's a fake baby. Yeah. Oh, scared me. It's ugly looking. Great sketch. Shout out to them. Mm-hmm. I think they set the bar. I think they did a great job.
It's a masterpiece.
But that being said, we had a real snake.
Yeah.
Not a rubber snake, PETA. And that's why people watched.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, if any of this sounds arrogant, I apologize because we're not in a position in life to deal from a place of arrogance. We are humbled by the success of this video. Humbled. That being said, we're going to delve into
comments.
YouTube and have some fun. Americans weigh in on Snakes in a Cab, right here in the Big Bad, one and only Off the Meter Show. Joining us now in studio to do it, America's Newsman. He goes by the name of Ken Wood, everybody. Welcome, Ken Wood, to the broadcast.
Well, thank you very much.
Are you blown away by this video?
I can't believe it.
It's nuts, right?
As the guy who was trying to talk you out of it.
Yo, man, you shouldn't do this, Jim. Yo, Jim. Wow. Type snakes into YouTube. Dare you. Just type snakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it jumped around.
No, type snakes into Google.
Oh, yeah. How about this guy? So this guy reposted it. Ah, what a dirtbag. By G. Nelly Nelson. He's got 30,000 hits off of it. A guy reposted my video.
Oh, the nerve.
What a ballsy. Stop it.
Can they do that, though? Don't you get credit for that
anyway?
Yeah,
YouTube, if you're going to scrutinize the shit out of everything we do.
Yeah, right?
What is that about? You type it, his video comes up first. How about that? What's the deal?
Why?
Are you ready for some comments?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's just go through and have some fun. This is positive. The Warrior Project says proof positive New Yorkers are a bunch of pussies. That's not really kill me. Pull that stunt on me. I would have shot you in the face, bro.
Everyone's so tough.
Bro.
Yeah.
Don't you love how tough everyone is?
You know, it's so funny when people are being tough and they're typing it.
Yeah, I know. It's so hard to be tough when you're typing.
You know?
You know, like you can't slam a curtain?
Yeah.
And another thing, you slam the curtain, pull it shut fast. My natural reaction would have been to punch the driver's fat head, bro, from the Hawkster 12. Hawkster 12. I'm shouting you out, boy.
He's really tough. He's a tough guy.
Yeah, he's a great
a tough
one.
Guy.
There's a lot of tough guys out there.
Tough guy on his iPad.
Oh, that's so funny. Let me keep reading now because he's a great.
Type this on my iPad.
Truth be told, yo, I would have effed you up, bro.
Yeah.
Truth be told, I personally found the bit funny, but I worried about the snake each and every time someone panicked.
Everyone's so concerned about snakes. You know what snakes do?
What?
They eat other animals. That's all they do. They look for animals to eat, and then they kill them, and then they eat them.
I think that's what they're saying, that people is animals.
I'm shocked no one tried to stomp the serpent's skull in. They should have stomped your skull in.
Oh, my God.
I'm in Manhattan all the time. I want to meet this James shithole fella.
Wow.
It's a strong one. You got my name right.
What a good line.
Probably not good for the snake's health, but I hope it's worse for yours. Yeah, I was way more worried about the snake than you. Wouldn't take so much for someone to stomp on her head. That's not funny to me. I personally hate snakes, but not as much as I hate you. You can see someone that's holding the snake. I'm calling fake. Way to go, bees whiz.
Bees whiz?
Someone is holding the snake.
Why
it's
is that
part of
fake?
The prank? Because we're not trying to kill people. Oh, it's only a prank if you're willing to make people die. No.
How was the snake going to be making it over the partition on its own?
Yeah, where is the snake?
Obviously, there's a person manipulating the 9-foot snake.
Bertrand Jean. Fucking idiot. That's not funny at all. If someone has a heart attack, I hope they will sue him. What the fuck is wrong with you, fucking idiot?
Oh, shut up.
Sergeant Pickles chimed in. Now, this is serious.
Okay,
Sergeant
this
Pickles.
Is Sergeant Pickles.
America, this is a State of the Union of sorts. If Sergeant Pickles has something to say, let's clear it up, America.
All right.
Woo, Sergeant Pickles, believe it or not, we were about to harangue you based on your Twitter handle.
And what did Sergeant Pickles
say? They actually wrote, well, they didn't do it to old people or people with kids. Calm down, kiddo. It's a cute snake.
Sergeant Pickles,
we owe you,
we have
Sergeant
on our
Pickles.
Side.
We got Sergeant Pickles.
We got the endorsement of Sergeant
Hold
Pickles.
On a second, folks. Let's cue it up again. Sergeant Pickles is in our corner. I immediately read that handle and was like, oh, I'm about to get called a fuckstick. Sergeant Pickles.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Wasn't the snake's name Sergeant Pickles?
No. We don't actually. Good name for a
snake.
You know what's funny about it? We don't know the snake's name.
Wasn't it Sunshine?
We don't know. They wouldn't tell us. We nicknamed it 12 different things, but we don't know.
We don't know the name
of the snake. But that was a good snake. That snake, of all the snakes I've ever.
I would have killed the driver.
Yeah, but there's a partition. You can't kill the driver. They have that thing that protects you from gunfire. You could just close the window if they started throwing.
Very funny. Woo, now you die. Why don't you hold a gun to their head? Equally not funny, just pathetic like you.
Wait a minute.
I know. Hold on. Remington's in a cab.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. Don't even look at me. The black dudes are such pussies. That's what this guy says, Luke Furtado.
Oh, my God.
There's a reason,
that's on you, that's YouTube, right?
There's a reason Luke doesn't have a profile picture.
Yeah.
That Luke don't want no problem. Do you have to bring race into this? Everyone was scared as hell. Matter of fact, the white dudes didn't get into the cab in the first place, punk ass. So now there's a race war. Am I the only one worried that someone would try to hurt the snake? No! No one would try to hurt the snake, because if you saw the size of that snake, if there was a problem in that cab... We had the problem. The snake did not have a problem. There was no version of that shoot where the snake was going to be the one on the short end of the stick.
Right.
We were horrified of the snake. Let's move on. Not going to do a lot of these.
Well, on one hand, you're saying that no one was in danger. On the other hand, you're saying that the snake wasn't in danger because the snake could have dealt with anyone who had a problem.
Snake could have killed anybody, but no one was going to kill a snake. It was handled by a professional snake handler. It didn't get near anybody.
The snake was being taken care of. It was
I love
being
this guy.
Stroked. It was
fake,
given love.
Fake
it was
crap.
Fine.
You could see the hands holding the snake. Yeah.
What did you think was happening?
It's called Snakes in a Cab. It's not called We Killed Someone with a Snake. It's not called Man Who's Lost His Will to Be a Part of Free Society in a Cab. It's not called Population Control Device. It's not called Jimmy Fallon Has Lost His Fucking Mind in the Name of Book Promotion. It's called We Tactfully Executed a Prank.
That having been said, Jimmy Fallon has lost his mind.
Way before this.
Book promotion.
Way before this.
I didn't think it was
Burmese pythons are harmless, unfortunately, for the driver. Horrible attempt at shock comedy. Boring. That's from Dashcam USA.
All right. Well,
I know, Dashcam USA, I don't mean to be tough guy McGee. It's about 4 million people that disagree with you. 4 million.
It puts you on
you
the
outnumbered
news.
Butch and Sundance.
Some people loved it. Some people loved it so much they put you on television.
If you would do this to me, I would go to your home and shoot you. I may do it anyway.
I think we get the idea, though.
You don't do that to people.
Do you know we're about to go to war with Russia?
Folks, do you realize there's a plane with children on it missing out in the Indian Ocean somewhere?
Uh-huh.
There are real ramifications in this world that are problems. Sick people, poor people, hungry people. There's nothing worse than hunger. And you've chosen to take your physical energy.
There's nothing worse than hunger.
Not to a couple of fat guys. You've chosen to take your physical energy and apply it to a YouTube thread in the name of haranguing a man who tried to bring joy to the lives of this bleak world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
We love life. I'm happy to be alive. I'm very, very thankful.
But the world is bleak.
I have a great sense of humor. I laugh at pranks all the time. Do that to me, and I might regret what I did to you. Not cool, man. This guy should be charged with animal cruelty. For what?
But you had his accent down perfect.
Yeah, that was the last guy in the video.
Yeah, this guy. I wish he had thrown his coffee at his face. This is not funny. I hope they sue him. Lazy comedian seeking shock over humor. Actually, I thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny,
That's
too.
Really funny. I think America thought it was funny. I think Europe thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I know Australia.
Europe definitely
I know
thought
Australia
it was funny.
Just told me it thought it was funny because they just told me on Australian television.
Look, they put the snake in the cab.
And we're not spiking the football. It's we're funny. Amazed.
You see the clip of the snake in the cab. Great.
Poor snake, stupid comedian, hope you die.
That sounds like a poem.
It's a haiku.
That was
the start
haiku.
Of a haiku.
Lucky you didn't get killed. Come do this in Detroit, please.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
everyone, you know, the Detroit
snakes
people,
in a cab, Detroit
people
version.
People think they're so tough.
All right. Really? Hold on a second. Just going to Detroit is more dangerous than anything I expose something to in a cab. Do you understand? Yeah, maybe if he had some kind of barrier where the snake couldn't corner them and get in their face, it would have been funny. I'm not scared of snakes. Yes, you are. And I probably would have been ticked off having to deal with your pet snake getting in my face. You're lucky one of these fairs didn't break that snake's neck and choke you with it like I'm gonna.
Well, first of all, you can't
you
break
never
a
know.
Snake's neck the way you can break a person's neck.
Yeah, all of these animal experts. Yeah, I know. You're lucky the snake didn't break his feet. It doesn't
yeah,
have
right?
any.
Wait,
you idiot.
That's what they said?
You're a sick ticket.
A sick ticket.
Whoever thought this up has dick on the brain.
Wait a minute. They didn't say that, did they?
Yep. This is fake. It's not funny.
That's obviously what that person was thinking when they watched the video.
I know. Yeah.
This guy must be gay. He looks at a snake and he thinks of a dick.
Hey, buddy. Yeah.
I would never think of that.
Hey, buddy. How about you clear your search history before your wife gets home and you destroy your marriage? That's great. Not funny at all. Oh, my God. Fucking retard passengers equals retard driver equals snakes in a cab.
That's right, actually I
that's
like
a pretty good equation.
That was actually our log line.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Right,
dude, you should have made the video longer. Oh my Christ on the cross! You know what this is?
What is that?
That's the Gotham Comedy Club. You know what they're doing?
What?
Calling me to go. Why the fuck aren't you at Levity Live? And you know what I have to do? Because this is my home club, my favorite club.
You have
this
to
is the
answer
club
this.
That I any prosperity that I have in comedy is owned to the Gotham Comedy Club. It's the greatest comedy club in America.
It is.
They're about to call me and fucking behead me for missing this show.
Who? Oh, my God.
New Yorkers, you're such fans. I got to take this call, and we've got to end the show, ladies and gentlemen, a little earlier than we wanted to. Apologies to World Star Hip Hop. Because World Star Hip Hop, pound for pound, folks, the best comment thread in America right now regarding snakes in a cab. Hilarious. Hilarious. And I implore you to check it out. But before you do, I want you to patronize the New York Post in any way you can. I want you to check out TMZ. TMZ Live, good of a show as I've been on, and I've been on a lot of them lately.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Oh, my God. CNN, The Today Show, Kelly and Michael. Michael Strand's a jerk. He's like, I would have choked him.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. You only choke in the Super Bowl. Yeah. Hey-o! But he did win one. He did win one.
Okay.
Shout out to Strahan. WPIX for having me on. The Todd Show, WPLJ, Inside Edition, People Magazine. World Star Hip Hop, yo. Elite Daily. Maxim Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Australian Television. CBS, NBC, ABC. Mm-hmm. All of them. All of yous.
All of yous.
A shout out to each and every one of you. And most importantly, the guy who's following this story at home thinking he could never pull off something like this.
Right.
Believe in yourself, man. If I can achieve any cultural relevance, even for the 3 hours that I'm going to be relevant.
If you have an idea out there.
If Jimmy Fallon, with the skill set he has, can be culturally relevant, you can be Pope.
Bears in a church?
Oh,
why the hell not?
Are coming.
Why the hell not?
Folks, honestly, we are so profoundly thankful for
the success we've
had.
Tigers in a Buddhist temple?
I shout out Goodman Media, my publicist. And I shout out every fun-loving person in the world. Every person in the world that doesn't take themselves too serious that could see the ambition behind this.
Monkeys at a wake.
That sounds, you know what that sounds like? An accurate description of this show. Because my comedy career is over for this screw-up right now.
Right.
We really appreciate you listening. And we implore you, we beg you, to log on to Amazon and Barnes & Noble and order my book, Follow That Car. A Cabbie's Guide to Conquering Fears, Achieving Dreams, and Finding a Public Restroom. And I say of you, I beg of you, if you can think of a creative way for me to promote this book, please let me know. Because we need all the help we can get. The show is over, folks. Thanks for listening. This is the best we can do. John came in the ninth inning.
I enjoyed it. It was an unbelievably interesting experience.